cruising through the Arizona Hour with Sanderson Ford and Rosie on the house.
Well, all those people coming to Arizona get to see new signs. There are six designs that recently feature Arizona landscapes that will start being installed. One's the Grand Canyon, Saguaro National Park, Sedona's Red Rock, Horseshoe Bend, which is in the Grand Canyon, Flagstaff, San Francisco Peak, and then Oregon Pipe Cactus National Monument. You know, the funny thing about those, none of them are, they're about as far as you could possibly get from where everyone's moving. For the majority of people moving into Maricopa County, all six of these landscapes are about as far from that as you can get. Oregon Pipe's closer than the Grand Canyon to the Phoenix metro area.
But nothing's terribly far. You know,
that's
you can get there, get there and back in a day's time, or maybe spend one night and really enjoy.
And in December's edition of True West Magazine, they had Wonders of the West and all their top picks of museums throughout not only the Southwest, but Oklahoma, the Midwest, Kansas, you know, Texas, the Old West. And Arizona, we had four that were listed on there. We had Arizona Historical Society. We had the Heard Museum, Museum of Northern Arizona, and the Charlotte Hall Museum.
Excellent choices. How about, Rosie, we love that Scottsdale
Museum of the West.
Mm-hmm. That's a great one as well. It's pretty new.
And you think I would know it, the Wickenburg Western Museum.
Caballeros.
The Dude Ranch was stuck in my head. I was trying to think of the museum name, and that one that's a great one as well.
Living history right inside, yeah, great artwork. That one's beautiful.
And speaking of living history, the Pioneer Living Museum is another great one to go experience and always have fun Old West shootouts in a old town. It was kind of like what I remember Rawhide being is now over at the Pioneer Living Museum, and I think they've recreated some of that at the new Rawhide, but you know, I just don't get to that part of the state.
Well, the Pioneer Museum, you can see people practicing trades and kind of living the lifestyle. Mm-hmm. It's fun.
I haven't made it to the new Rawhide.
You know,
it's 10 years old, but it's still new to me.
We had a 1 year, Queen Creek had its rodeo there. And, I mean, just briefly ran through it, but it wasn't really open. Because it was before the rodeo started, and it looked pretty similar, but I haven't been to it while it was open.
We'll have to create a bucket list for ourselves for this year, all the things we want to get out and see that we missed last year.
I'm all for that, for sure. Hey, we've got a great show lined up for y'all today. We've got Greg Peterson, the urban farmer, coming in at 8 o'clock, outdoor living segment. Romy, what's on y'all's agenda today?
He's got a pretty long one. We're going to be talking about planning your garden. If your New Year's resolution is you're going to get a garden in this year, we'll be talking about how to get it lined out and planned so you've got the best bang for your buck. A lot of times people get burned out because they go too far too fast, and then they get overwhelmed taking care of it all, or they get wiped out from frost or insect and get discouraged. So it's planning garden success.
All right. Well, I'll have one tip to give the listeners when we get to that segment for sure, because I definitely have found one tip for winter gardening. And those of you who are regular listeners know I'm not the gardener in the family, but I will have a tip for you. 9 o'clock hour. What time of year is better than kind of to assess your stuff?
Too much stuff, especially now after Christmas.
It's you're trying to find places to mount the new pictures, put the new accents and accessories. We've got a specialist coming in at 9 o'clock talking about decluttering your life and the anxiety that can eliminate from your life. If for no other reason, I mean, we're going to be talking about a particular story of a client whose home was deemed by the building department to be unsafe for the inhabitant and for the neighborhood.
So much stuff.
The building department was going to make this person move out of their home.
And our guest worked her through that? Miss Rachel Winter?
Miss Rachel Winter helped her work her way through that. And Rachel will tell you, she's not a psychologist or a psychoanalyst. She's just a manager of stuff.
Is she a marriage counselor?
Managers. Well, that has to be a part of it for sure. But in the 9 o'clock hour, we're just going to be talking about getting the place organized. And I didn't think, we've lived in our house for 30 years, and I don't think it's cluttered. Everything we've got on display has a memory to it. But when we brought our realtor through to consider listing it, the very first thing they said, we're going to have to declutter a lot. Ouch! There's no clutter here. These are memories.